Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, there has been a rebrand on, not on The Burt Show, but on the Youth Group podcast. Let us discuss, shall we? Who would like to take it from here?
Yeah, our podcast has been out no longer than 3 weeks, and we were like, we don't like the title. Let's rebrand. I think, so the Youth Group put out a podcast about a month ago, and we decided to call it Sunday School with the Burt Show Youth Group. It's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of nod to the fact that we'd been calling ourselves the Youth Group because, you know, we're young and fun and we're a group. So we thought it was kind of like a fun way to say, like, hey, this is sort of a spinoff show for the Burt Show while also kind of nodding to our group name.
I will say this, that it was no more evident to both Kristen and I last night at our dinner how sequestered our two groups are now. You had the youth group on one side of our dinner last night. We had kind of a Friendsgiving last night, and there's all this energy and laughter and superficial convo going on one side. And then there's us old folks on the other side wondering, when can we go to sleep? That's what the youth group is.
Did you like, after we ordered desserts, I looked at you and I said, you want to go ahead and get the check as well? And you're like, it's already taken care of. And we're like, okay, bye.
Well, I feel like with any group of friends, when you have like a really good conversation, like when you're out to dinner, you're out like drinking, I feel like in the year of our Lord 2024, everyone's just like, we should start a podcast. And because we have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment in front of us, we thought, well, if anybody should start an actual podcast, it should be the Burt Show Youth Group. And so we started this podcast as kind of a way to like add more content to the Burt Show. And then I think as the longer we recorded and the more like the podcast became a reality, we were like, we feel like our original plan and idea and direction for the show isn't actually where we want to take it.
I think eventually we all sort of envisioned this thing being its own standalone show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there might have been a rebrand much later down the road of us sort of like, you know, becoming a little bit more independent from the Burt Show, the big show. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of happened sooner than we expected, where we were like, well, how about we just take the name off of our, you know, off of the actual name of the podcast, and we just, you know, commit to that right here and right now. You know, we're only a few weeks into this thing. A little bit of change is probably going to be expected. And we know that our content is going to be this ever evolving thing when it comes to the type of stories that we're talking about and everything like that. And so we decided that now is better time than ever to just go ahead and do it.
You say a little bit of change. You guys have completely changed the name. And also, I think there's one person that's not going to be participating, correct? Because I saw it like looking at the photos. Is there, like, there's a change in cast as well, right?
Katie is busy as it is within the moment and everything else that she does, you know, off air. And so we told her, I mean, and we had a big conversation about this, and she basically told us, like, whenever she's available, she's totally going to come in and participate and hang out, and she's more than welcome to. But that is just on an availability standpoint.
Katie, you want to talk to her about yourself on this? Because then people are going to go, oh, she wouldn't even
right,
talk
the way
about
Jess
it on
was
the
like,
show.
So Katie basically said,
I'm turning around looking at Katie. I'm like, Katie, speak up.
Clear the air. Basically, like you said, I'm busy. All right, okay, bye.
The name of the podcast has changed also. It's not the Burt Show Youth Group anymore. It is now what?
We have now changed the podcast name to Personality Hires, which to me is like a Gen Z joke that people say on the internet, where like when people in corporate environments kind of realize that maybe somebody was hired not for their hard skills, but for their ability to make people laugh in a conference room. That's why they're here. Uh-huh. And I kind of looked around. I was like, first of all, we're literally personality hires. But also, I think we really like the idea of so many people who work from home, they don't have a personality hire around to make the workday more bearable. So we thought, why not just hire us to be your personality hires?
All right, so I got a couple of thoughts on that. I would say, yes, for sure, you were hired for personality. It's just been a nice bonus with everybody else. I didn't know Jackson. I didn't know Rebecca, right? Amber, that like that. So I didn't know if there would be a chemistry. And the second part of this thing that I love so much is that Jackson and I were talking about this with, what's your name again?
Abby?
Okay. With Abby. Weeks and weeks and weeks ago. And at some point, it became the Burt Show Youth Group podcast because people didn't know who they were yet. So they were tying themselves into the Burt Show. When a podcast is successful, you need to know the people involved first before you can kind of launch. So it started as an offshoot of the Burt Show. Now, that also has limitations because you have to stick with our brand also. If it's going to be the Burt Show here and it's going to be a Burt Show youth group, there have to be some similarities. It can't be so different where our listeners are like, what is that? So now that everybody knows you so much better and you guys can be more independent and more authentic, it takes pressure off of you guys that you don't have to do the same kind of things that we do on, quote unquote, the big show. I love that for you guys.
Thank you. I mean, we always sort of knew that, you know, it made sense for us to take advantage of the audience that the Burt Show has in order for us to sort of get our feet off the ground and get going with this thing. But again, like we've mentioned, this whole thing, we want it to be its own standalone thing. It gives us a little bit more creative freedom to do sort of the bits that we want to do and talk about the things that we want to talk. So it really just made sense in the end.
Yeah. So if you want to check us out, we are live. We post every Monday, every Monday morning. So if you want to have some personality hires around your workday, wherever your office is, you can check us out.
So what is it about?
It's about haha, laugh funny jokes and friends being friends.
Made podcasting equipment more expensive.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.